You're listening to Hard Drive DL, available at harddriveradio.com or download the Hard Drive Radio mobile app.
Welcome back to Hard Drive DL, the Hard Drive Radio podcast. My name is Paulie Walnuts, and before we get started today, I do want to remind you that we look forward to hearing from you, our listeners, on every episode. That's right. If you want to let us know how we're doing, give us a thumbs up, maybe give us a couple stars. In fact, if you're feeling wordy, go ahead and write us a comment on the review. Let us know what you thought of the episode. There's something you'd like to see coming up in the future. If there's a band you want us to talk to, let us know in the comments as well. All right, on this episode, we have the legendary DeLeo brothers, Robert and Dean from Stone Temple Pilots. We got to sit down with them at Rock on the Range in Columbus, Ohio, and Lou had a good talk with those guys about music and the past and growing up in New Jersey and something I wouldn't know anything about, but apparently they have in common. But still, it was a great conversation. I was glad I was there, got to listen to it, and now we get to share it with you. Check it out.
Backstage at Rock on the Range 2018, I'm Lou Brutus. The DeLeo brothers join me now, Robert and Dean. It is always a pleasure to see my fellow Jersey brothers. How have you been?
Well, Lou, how are you, man?
Really, really good. What's up, man?
Great, man. Good to see you.
You guys have been here before. There's a lot of gigs that you do, but this one is a pretty big one. How does it feel rolling in here today?
You know, this is the second time. Isn't the second time we've done Rock on the Range?
Yeah.
40,000 people, and it's always a good feeling.
Nobody told me that. There's 40,000.
Did they say four people?
I heard like 400.
Oh, 400. No, it's 40,000.
All right, well, I best
change my guitar strings or something, get something going here. All right, man. Feels great, man. Feels great.
A lot of gigs lately. They're working you mercilessly. But I think it's been really good for you because I think it's given you guys now all chance to gel together. How is it feeling?
Yeah, it feels great, man. Feels really good. How about you, Robert? I you know, it's coming together just like we kind of wanted it to. It's low stress and a lot of playing, and that's really what it's all about, is being on the road and playing shows.
And we're just starting to get good.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, you're kind of joking about it, but you can bring the greatest of musicians together and it just doesn't really always gel and turn into a band. Why is this seeming to work?
We're brothers. That's why.
Yeah, but I mean, besides with you guys, I mean, there's a new element in here, so.
Well, I mean, it's such a, you know, it's been, 30 years now? It's such a part of my makeup and biological makeup as a person, you know, playing music with these guys and having Jeff come in and just fit right in there and be who he is, and it just feels great.
Yeah, and also, you know, we spent 14 months with Jeff before we offered him this, before we asked if he would mind us being his band. We spent 14 months together, man. So it was, you can find a lot about a person when you're in an intimate setting such as recording music. And, you know, we did that, played a lot of music together and shared a lot of stories and a lot of laughs and a lot of tears over 14 months. And it was evident he was the guy.
Then when you know he's the guy, when do you really know that the songs are done and what you want? Because obviously when you make a record, you could spend 10 years on it. People have done it before.
Yeah, you know, we produced it. We self-produced it. So that's really a tricky part because you have to realize when it's time to stop. You know what I mean? And I think we have a good balance on that because of the records. We've been making records for two decades now. So
three.
Wow. Has it been that long?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. I threw my watch away a long time ago, so I don't wear a watch anymore. Time, you know?
I got the scars on my ears and the hairline or lack thereof to prove it.
right, yeah.
You know what? I touched on the fact that we're all from New Jersey before. I grew up in Englishtown, in Manalapan Township. It was an hour to New York. It was an hour to Philly. It was 30 minutes to Asbury Park and all the great venues there. There was music to go see every night of the week, although invariably friends would go, "It sucks here. There's nothing to do." I'm like, "Oh, for Christ's sake." How does growing up in New Jersey figure into your lives and the music that you liked and what you saw as kids? Because, again, there was just a wealth of things around.
It was deep. It was deep. Those were some of my best days, man. You know, for Robert and I, growing up in South Jersey, it was just Tom Sawyer, you know, just full of hiking and camping and fishing and just being a kid and having the ability to just take in the summers and all that had to offer. And then you kind of really drastically shifted gears for these really cold, you know, snowy winters, and you kind of yeah, and it really formed you, you know, and growing up there was a huge impact of making me who I am today, man.
And then when you started to get into music, where were you going for shows? Who were you going to see? What were the venues that you remember?
Oh, man, we saw, you know, all kinds of, I mean, Fastlane, you know, Ramones and, all, you know, U2 played there when
Xanadu
80,
Club Xanadu.
Club Xanadu, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Stone Pony, and we were playing bars and cutting our teeth. We'd do four sets a night. We'd do... I would go to school, and then I would come home, and I was a janitor at my school, so I'd go back at 3 and work from 3 to 7, and then we'd go gig from 10 to 2. So that's kind of was junior and senior year.
Which school was it?
It was Point Pleasant Borough High School.
And again, Point Pleasant is right on the Jersey Shore with a great boardwalk and lots of arcades, girls and music everywhere.
Jenkinson's, you know, going under the boardwalk, making out with girls, you know, it just all that fun of just, you know, new people coming down every summer and meeting new girls and being a teenager, skateboarding and surfing and all those cool things that we did growing up there, you know.
Do you ever get nostalgic for those days when there was more music and less business in the music business for you?
I still do, man. You know, there's times when I go back there and I get very melancholy driving down the same old streets. You know, I just actually had a couple of days off, and I went down and grabbed my daughter, and you know, I was driving down the streets. My mom loved to drive me down, and my mom loved taking mystery rides. And you know, I was driving down the inlet, the Manasquan Inlet, and driving with my daughter and telling her, you know, this is what your nana used to do with me when I was a little boy, and she was just so enthralled with it. And yeah, it does definitely take me to a place whenever I'm back there still.
Tell me about putting together the Revolution 3 tour, because the lineup is great and it just sounds like a perfect way to spend the summer months other than being on the Jersey boardwalk.
Yeah, I was thinking we're all going to be on, you know, summer vacation together. So it's going to be us and the Colt and Bush. And, you know, I just look at it like, you know, we're going to all be on buses going to summer camp. You know, I mean, and we rotate the headline, so the headliner, so we could be going on first, middle, or last, depending on the venue, and play for an hour, and, you know, we just all want to have a good time. Just, it sounds like great fun.
And that sounds like a very democratic way of doing it, and not the kind of thing that was done a lot in the past. Are people just getting smarter now?
I don't know, man. You know, it's just something that... made it work for everyone, you know. Yeah, like Robert said, it's just, you know, we've known Billy Duffy for a while. You know, we've been friends for a long time, and it was just kind of cool. The thing we did in L.A. to launch this thing, it was kind of cool. You know, if you can believe it, we all had one dressing room. So, you know, that is a tall tale sign of how it was going to go. And with all of us in one dressing room, it was such a lovely night, man. We had so much fun, and I got to meet Ian for the first time, and I met Ian in the past, but I got to really spend some nice time with him and chat, and I'm really looking forward to it, man.
Yeah, and that kind of setting, it maybe it's the kind of thing that reminds you of why you got into this in the first place. It's like, oh, I remember. This is fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't it supposed to be? It's supposed to be fun. And, you know, at this point in time, I think we earned our fun cards.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah,
so we earned our fun cards, and we want to have some fun. I think that's what music's about. I mean, you kind of lose the meaning of that sometimes, that this is all about having fun. And we, like we talked before we did the interview here, you and I, we fooled everyone into thinking we have real jobs. You know what I mean? There are people that have real jobs, you know, and you know, hats off to them. But we do appreciate what we're doing.
This is as or sometimes more fun than being the sound man at the Americana Music Hall at Six Flags Great Adventure in Jackson, New Jersey. Although that was a good gig, and there's so many girls. It was just so perfect. I want to ask you about a couple of tunes. If you can give me any insight into their creation, it would be great. First of all, is Never Enough.
That was a little jam I had going on, and we kind of pulled that out and kind of put it all together one day at Eric's house, just kind of jamming on that. And
Robert kind of busted out that verse lick, and we all kind of jumped in.
You make it sound so easy. It's just rolled out, and suddenly the song was done.
I mean, if something's burning inside of you, you know, you have to get it out. You're like, here, check this out, and, you know, let's play this. And it's like, if everybody's grooving on it, then, you know, it hopefully makes the record, you know?
Is it always that easy, or is it sometimes harder?
No, it's kind of always that easy, but it's different scenarios. You know, you could sit down with an acoustic guitar and come up with something, or, you know, sometimes, mostly it's always acoustic based, but in that instance where we're all holding instruments and plugged into loud amps, you know, you kind of want to see what that's going to do, and hopefully that, you know, goes to the stage ultimately live, you know, and that's what you're getting across live, you know.
Is it the kind of thing, and again, you know, 14 months before it really started to come out, did you have the shorthand there where at this point a groove comes out and you just exchange glances and, you know, here we are?
Yeah, I think, you know, Dean and I especially, we have that that chemistry of where to go, and he knows what I'm thinking and I know what he's thinking. You know, that's a brotherly thing, I guess, you know.
Yeah, if you guys don't have that down by now, then it just ain't going to happen. Let's also talk about Roll Me Under, insight on that.
Another riff I just had and kind of put that together and thought, you know, ultimately that would be a great song to do live. And it is going across really well live. So, you know, I think that was always the thing, not only coming up with the best songs we can, but coming up with songs that are going to transpose on stage and really get people off, you know, get people into it.
A lot of years, a lot of water under the bridge. I'm glad to see you. God bless the two of you and the rest of Stone Temple Pilots. We are backstage at Rock on the Range 2018.
Thanks again to Robert and Dean DeLeo of Stone Temple Pilots and, of course, to Lou Brutus for conducting that fantastic conversation. Thanks to you for listening, checking us out. We always appreciate having your ears here with us today. And as always, please leave us a comment. Let us know if you liked the episode. Let us know if you didn't like the episode. It's okay. You can tell us. As usual, if you want to shout us out on the socials, at Hard Drive Radio, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and for more information on the show, harddriveradio.com. I'm Paulie Walnuts. Thanks for listening to Hard Drive DL.
More episodes of Hard Drive DL at harddriveradio.com. Download the Hard Drive Radio mobile app and keep listening.